Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe.
Today's topic is on teas. We'll cover several teas and the benefit and the ingredients along with how to prepare and store the teas. Our first two teas made from our ancestors' plants and teachings is for females. It's the Moontime Tea. It's two parts raspberry leaves, two parts nettle, one part alpha leaf, and a half a yarrow plant. Place 6 tablespoons into a quart of boiling water and cover tightly. Let sit for 20 minutes to allow the herbs to infuse with the water. The longer you let it sit, the stronger the drink. Store the extra tea in the refrigerator in a sealed container. It works best with your system if you drink the tea warm, but cold is also going to assist during this time of the month. This tea is going to help relax the cramping and discomfort associated with our moon time. Shepherd's Purse and Yarrow Tea. It's two parts nettle, one part shepherd's purse, with this leaf and the flowers, and a quarter yarrow leaf and flower. This tea is assisting in a heavy menstrual cycle, and the best result is to drink the tea throughout the month, and it's designed to assist during the cycle. Any abnormal heavy bleeding should be consulted with your doctor. To make this wonderful tea, you take 4 to 6 tablespoons to 1 quart of water. Place the traditional plants in the water and cover tightly. Infuse for at least 20 minutes. And again, the stronger the infusion, the longer the time to steep. I read a book where a man spoke of his wife here in the Leech Lake area, and she'd gather all her flowers throughout the harvesting summer months. And during the winter, she drank a wonderful tea made from the flowers. Sounds wonderful. I think I'm going to try it myself this year. I love gardening and harvesting wildflowers, fruits, and plants, so those are kind of right up my alley. Some traditional plant support. Raspberry leaf supports the healthy menstruation, tones the uterus, and may be used for menstrual cramps. Spearmint is aromatic and sweetly minty, widely used as a refreshing beverage. Peppermint soothes your belly and alleviates digestive discomfort. Nettle leaf, a traditional spring tonic known to support joint health. And the longer you boil that, the softer the needles will get. Licorice root is a tea. And ginger. Ginger lets the digestive juices flowing and relieves occasional indigestion and prevents nausea. A fennel tea soothes and supports your digestion. Dandelion flower or root gets the juices flowing gently, stimulates the liver, and supports a healthy digestion. Lavender settles your nervous system and relaxes your digestive system, especially good when stressed or tense. Chamomile calms your nervous system, soothes and supports your digestion. You could also take this dandelion, the lavender, and the chamomile and make them all into one tea that gently helps your digestive system and relaxation. Burdock. We can go over some teas and their traditional use and contraindications. Raspberry leaf supports healthy and menstruation, tones the uterus, and may be used for menstrual cramps. Here are some teas with the traditional medicinal support and the contraindication. Detox tea. A blend of detox herbs including milk thistle, sarsaparilla root, dandelion root, echinacea, and red clover. A detox tea, a blend of detox herbs including milk thistles, sarsaparilla root, dandelion root, red clover, echinacea. A detox tea, a blend of detox herbs including milk thistle, sarsaparilla root, dandelion root, echinacea, red clover. These plants stimulate the liver, the gallbladder, and the immune system. And it should not be used by pregnant or nursing women. Our people with gallstone, breast, or uterine cancer, or autoimmune disease. So we're really going to talk about the contraindications along with what these teas do, because there's always a balance in everything. A little too much of something is not good for you either, whether it's natural or not. chamomile tea. Chamomile is a calming herb that can be helpful for people under stress. It also relieves bloating and indigestion. Chamomile may cause an allergic reaction, and it should not be used by people taking anticoagulant drugs. Ginger tea. Ginger soothes the digestive system. It is also used for nausea and has been used for arthritis due to its anti-inflammatory effects. And the same as chamomile tea, increase the risk of bleeding. Peppermint tea. Peppermint is a digestive aid that helps to relieve bloating and indigestion. It should not be used by people with heartburn, as it may aggravate the symptoms. Hawthorn berry tea. Hawthorn is a traditional heart tonic. It is an antioxidant that strengthens blood vessel walls and heart function and has a beneficial effect on cholesterol. And this tea should not be used to treat heart conditions. And it should not be used by people taking heart or kidney medication without consulting a health practitioner. Horsetail. I harvested this year horsetail near Roseau, Minnesota. I've also harvested in the Cedar Swamp or by the Leech Lake area shores. Now, how to make a good tea for kidney stones, urinary tract infections, and a heavy menstruation, bleeding ulcers, with horsetail is an infusion. Boil 2 teaspoons of horsetail in 1 cup of water for 20 minutes. Drink this 3 times daily. Or you can take 5 teaspoons of horsetail and 1 teaspoon of maple, as the sugar helps release the healing agent of the plant. You add to 1 quart of boiling water, reduce heat, and allow to simmer for 3 hours. Strain the tea and let it cool. Sip throughout the day. That's your horsetail tea. Liver cleansing tea for constipation. 3 teaspoons of part dandelion, 2 teaspoons of part yellow dock root, 2 teaspoons part burdock root, 2 teaspoons part slippery elm, 1 part licorice root. Save your herbal mixture in an airtight dark glass container. Once you've mixed all your dry herbs together, mix 2 teaspoons of your mixture to 2 cups of water. Mix the ingredients to cold water and bring to a low simmer, simmering gently for 10 minutes. Then remove the tea and let simmer for 20 minutes. Drink 1 cup in the morning and 1 cup in the evening. And that's for liver cleansing and constipation. It's an Ojibwe herbal tea I found in Park Rapids. It stated that it was a Canadian recipe. It had slippery elm bark, what soothes and rebuilds tissue, rhubarb root for bowel cleanser, sheep sorrel for anti-cancer, and burdock root as your blood cleanser. You mix 2 teaspoons of the herbal mixture with 1 cup of water. We can finish today's program with tea from the fabulous mullein plant. Mullein tea is fantastic for coughs, colds, and bronchial issues. The precaution is to drain the teas through a paper coffee filter to remove the tiny fibrous hairs that may cause some irritations, and that would be counterproductive to trying to fix our coughs and colds. Nasal congestion. 1 tablespoon of mullein, 1 tablespoon of sweet fern, place in boiling water and let boil 10 minutes. Take off the heat and place a towel over your head and lean over the pot of hot water. Be careful not to burn. You can do this as long as you like. And don't worry about the steam going up into the house. You could even actually boil this and bring this into your room and steam your bedroom, or steam your room, steam your den, your living room. I like to, at times, I just will boil up some herbs in the stove and just let the aroma fill the house. I love that. I'll burn sweet fern when we have colds, and every once in a while we'll walk by and do a short steam on the sweet fern. You really feel that help your chest. I was told a story of a woman here again in the Leech Lake area of a baby that had a chest cold, and she was told by her elders to boil sage and let it sit in the baby's room to help with the congestion. The tea for bronchial chest cold. 2 teaspoons of dried mullein for 1 cup of water. Pour your hot water over your dried herbs and let seep for 10 minutes. Remember, the longer you let it seep, the stronger your drink. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe.
Keep a wobbin'.